All right, what's up, Tim?
Hey, what do you got, buddy? What do you want to talk about today? I'm like, man, I'm so excited to get to talk to you.
Best. Yes. Yeah. I look forward to this every week. It opens up so many things. We get to tell stories, we get to relive things, and then we talk about new stuff. So it's always interesting to what you're going to share. It's a story that I came across and I'm excited to share with you. And this is something I forget sometimes. We've got this podcast going. We talk about the Shinfu. We talk about the five steps. But I know a lot of people listening don't really know the origins and what it's really like, where it really came from and why. And I'm not going to go into the great detail of everything. But I think it's important that we share that we're not supposed to close the deal over the phone. That's not the goal. Now, hey, you've sold some jobs over the phone. I know you've sold a lot of them.
Yeah, we both have, sure.
And I love it when that happens. It's the best thing. It's like, oh, we can just swap some paperwork. I could just send that over. We had a nice little 20-minute conversation, and I'm sending over paperwork, and they're going to give me a 50% deposit to get scheduled. This is awesome. Just from pictures and training. However, the origins of the Fu was Steve Shinholzer, the Shin and Shinfu. Is he really got tired of going to see people that were never going to hire him in the first place. And he had a $75 consultation fee, and he found out that was way too cheap because he did 100 consultants, and he made $7,500. And I remember being at Aquascape when he was sharing his numbers. You may remember it as well. When he opened all that up, and he had his QuickBooks, and he was showing all of his stuff and how he broke his whole business down. And I remember going, damn, I'm broke at this time. I'm like, damn, he did $7,500 in consultations? Like, okay, I want to do that. Because I never even had that much in my bank account. And then it started to make sense to go, oh, well, that the consultation fee was not enough. So people were more than happy to spend $75 for you to come out and still get a no. So he got 100 no's. That's a lot of time in Maryland, a lot of time for you. And in Boston, a lot of time for me, just like in Nashville, because the traffic's growing so much, like we have to have a high enough consultation fee to truly make the person go, ooh, do I? But then you actually go into what is a consultation? It's experience-led conversation provided by a professional to give you usable advice to move the project forward and or do it yourself. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. If you just get pretty good at Shinfu and you're not closing some stuff over the phone, get your butt out there. And I know we say don't go out and see somebody unless they're going to pay for consulting. But sometimes you might just be better in person. Your arms might be flailing around. It's really exciting. It's just like your cadence is right. Your inflections are right. Your vernacular comes out. Like you just really pull your local feel and you go through that stuff. But there's still a few steps that you got to cover while you're out there. So even if you do go, cover some steps. So let's just say for you, Tim, I know sometimes every now and again, you need to go out and you don't charge for consulting.
No, but you know, Derek, there's ways around that, right? So that's one of the steps. We got to make sure that the people are serious, and that's the gut check. It's like, if I come out there, you know, Derek, the thing is, I can say this, right? Because it's me. I can say this because of where I'm from. If you say some of the stuff that I say and you're from down south, you probably get shot. Look, I'm going to come out there and I'm going to, my intention to come out there and look at your project and put my eyeballs on this, and it'll know if I can do for what I'm saying for that amount of money. But what I can't have happening is, I mean, if I come out there and you kick me in the balls and throw me out of your yard, and
I mean,
it's true, you know, or I, you know, I say to some people, it's like, sometimes, you know, I come out there, I look at stuff and whatever. So it's like, you know, my intention is to come out there and get this job done. And for people who aren't serious, because I mean, if I went up to everybody's space that wanted me to come out there, I'd be driving around all day drinking coffee and not doing any work. So therefore, there's some people who just want to pay me to consult. That's, you know, that's $500 for me to consult. Do you want to do this thing or you just want to consult?
I mean, what a great question, because now you're defining what it is and you're removing that estimating part that a lot of people think when they hear consultation, they think estimate, but it's just two completely different things. Because if you go to the doctor's office, you got to pay them for them to diagnose you and tell you what's wrong and come up with a game plan to repair you.
That's another thing. So it's doctor's appointments, right? So I got a $30 copay to go see the doctor just for an office visit. That doesn't include all this other shit. But if I do a teledoc, you know, the face thing, like, still $30 and I don't have to go in their office. It's like, but I'm paying for the experience, right? I'm getting information. A lot of people want to say, I'm going to get my consult fee so I don't have to waste my time and I know who my customers are. Then it's not the reason why we charge a consult fee. It really isn't. I honestly don't want to consult, Derek, because it's only $500, $200, $100, whatever it is. I want tens of thousands of dollars. I don't want 1,000.
Yes.
It's not enough time in my day. I can't serve as many people. So the reason why, Derek, why we have the five steps. One is to save time, to save our time.
Yeah.
Another thing is to have our ideal client. Who is our ideal client? If somebody's calling me, want me to come out to look at the space, and I go out there and they show me the lawn they want to have mowed, it's like, what? How could I have missed that? I don't mow lawns.
You know, that used to happen. I mean, obviously that doesn't happen to us now,
yeah.
But that was a real thing. You'd walk in the backyard and go, what, you don't build decks? And it's like, no, I don't build decks. Like, why did I say you need some landscaping done? And I come out here and somehow they thought it was landscapers do decks. Like, damn it.
It saves my time. I know who my ideal clients are. And if I can find out how much they got to spend, which I always do, what's it comfortable with? And the biggest thing, I think it was with Steve as well, and I feel the same way, is a mutual respect. When I walk into somebody's space, if I pull my car up in there or my truck into their space, if they've got a AMG in the garage, I'm equal. I'm the same. I may drive a Hyundai. They may drive a Benz. It doesn't matter. We are the same. We're humans.
Yep.
You need something that you can't do, and you're calling me, and I have that gift to do that, and I can give it to you if we agree upon time, money, scope, all these wonderful things. We can talk about it on the phone. You don't need to see me, but if I'm going to take somebody's money, I want to go out and meet them. I mean, there are times I never meet the people. I send my guys out to take care of it. But yeah, I want to go meet you. I want to know if you're a nice person, that you're not some weirdo freak that's going to just like a psycho. It's going to psycho on my guys. I want to make sure you're nice people.
You really never know. And we're going into people's spaces and we don't have a clue to who they are. So I try not to think about that too much.
No, no, you don't want to. Yeah. Don't open that closet for sure. Just, yeah, I want to get in, get out and make some money and give you what you like to have.
Fighters, I want to tell you about an opportunity to grow your business to eight figures and beyond. In October of 2023, I will be keynoting at the Contractor Summit in Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to invite you to join me and several other kick-ass contractors as we guide you to create a strong five-year vision that's going to explode your business and profits. You're going to learn how to scale properly and not just creating a bigger mess, right? Last thing you want to do is scale a turd. So let's teach you how to scale properly. You're going to learn your numbers at a deeper level that will show, and we're also going to show you how to manage and lead your business by the numbers. So get your emotions out of it, okay? Or what about some real life, live coaching and Q&A up on the stage to help you with your current issues right now? There's all that and a bunch more stuff coming your way over the course of 3 days down in Jacksonville, Florida. So guys, go to thecontractorfight.com/Florida-summit. Come hang out with me and a bunch of other FWs. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.
But the Shin Fu, there's reasons for it, dude. There's the reasons why we have these calls.
So our good friend Gene Marlowe, he doesn't charge for consulting and he goes and sees customers, but he absolutely pre-qualifies them over the phone before he goes and sees them. He talks about money, talks about scope, he talks about timelines. He gets ahead of that because a lot of people are just in the information gathering stage. Our role is to figure out what stage of the decision-making process they're currently in. Where are they at? Are they just calling because they've never called a contractor before? Or are they really motivated and they need to get this done? Has it been a referral from a client? I get those. I'm getting more and more of those, which is nice. You did so-and-so's project. So-and-so referred. You know, it's almost kind of, you know, we talked about that on a past podcast where it's like, it's almost kind of switching back to some old school, you know, where we're actually getting those referrals and we go see that person like we used to do.
I like it.
It's so digital and I'm good either way. But we're prepared either way when we're on the phone. Cause if they did a job with Mrs. Jones, well, tell me about Mrs. Jones project. Oh, 30 grand, 40 grand. Cause I know her project now. Understand it. Did you really like hers? Tell me more about what you liked about it. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to change? The open-ended, right? Like we're pulling those arrows out. We're pulling it back.
Yeah.
Nailing and seeing and like, I want to go bigger. I want to go less, or I just want a portion. So it's easy. It's like, well, gosh, when I get out there, I mean, we're going to have a $15,000 conversation. And let's just say, for instance, I mean, I know it's the Joneses, but this is a different project. So let's just say, for instance, we're having that $15,000 conversation while I'm standing in your space. What's going to happen next? brings it forward.
Yeah.
Ready. I don't have to charge for consulting, and I don't charge for consulting if it's a past client and or a referral from a past client referring them and or a contractor, basically anybody I'm doing business with. And I know I don't charge for consulting.
Yeah. That's the thing, Derek, is you get that flavor right now in your experience. And if somebody's referring you, they probably have a pretty good idea what they spent. I think people share that with their friends. You know, it is what it is. And if they're viable, why not go meet them?
Was it Jim Rohn or it's one of those old school guys? And he talked about, we know this. It's like you're within a few grand of the annual income of the people that you hang out with the most. Your circle of friends, even not just a contractor friends, but your circle of friends makes within a few thousand dollars of you annually. And I look at that and go, well, early on, it's like, well, I need to fire all my friends. That's for sure. Cause this is not good.
Yeah.
Cause none of us are making any money. Let me move on. And then now I go, oh, this makes sense. If Mrs. Jones has a really nice place and obviously had a good budget, she's probably hanging out with friends that do too. So we have to be careful of our referrals. So while we're on the phone and we're having the conversation, understanding where this is going, they could be the old Derek that was broke and I'm referring, and that's how I spent money back then or made purchases back then. And I would refer you to Tim and Tim operated like I did, or I refer you to Tim and Tim's operating on a high level and my buddy's pissed. Like I didn't, dude's like $75,000 for this thing. Why'd you refer me to us? I don't know. I just met the guy. Those are all the things you can dig into in the motive and find out and how basically we're removing the consultation fee at this point. Like, let's figure out how we can remove the consultation fee. So it's not even there. It doesn't even matter because I don't even think about it anymore. Every now and again, I go, you know what? But I do have to, this sounds like we're, it's more of now it transitions to, this sounds like you started early. This sounds like we're consulting. This doesn't sound like an estimated price. This sounds like you need me to come out and understand the project more. Yeah. And I've got one I'm going to do on Friday. And Tim, I don't want to do it. I'm not interested in going out at all. And it's $1,000. And I'm so not motivated to go out there. I'm not stupid. It's $1,000. And if I can do this in a couple, 3 hours, turnaround time, the whole deal, I'm good with making a grand. Not dumb.
Yeah. This conversation, I know there's people listening, it's like, and they may think we're snobs, you know, because that's $1,000 is a lot of money to some people. And yeah, I'm not going to, if I see it on the ground, I'm going to pick it up. I'm not stupid. You know, but if we're looking for clients wanting to spend $30,000 and there's a shit ton of them, and then one person has $1,000, I'm going to look past that thousand and go for the lower hanging fruit where the more money is. But I don't mind going on a consult, but my purpose is to go out there and close it. Yeah. I don't really want to consult. If there was nothing else going on, yeah, I'm going to go meet people. I did it with this lady we talked earlier about with this pawnless feature I sold. I didn't charge for a consult. I told her I do have a consult. It's expensive, but it sounds like you just want to get this thing on the schedule and give me a deposit. She says, yes. I didn't have to mention a consult fee. She told me, I want to do this thing. It's like, okay, we're done. She's good for $10,000. I'm gone. Get in my car and I'm away.
Tim, I want so much for everybody who listens to this podcast to find Battleground and get in Battleground and do the Agoge calls where they get the training done and they learn how to do this by playing contractor and customer. I want everybody that's a contractor that doesn't have a kick-ass sales system already, because I know there's some out there and there's a lot of people that are just naturally good at it and it works. So I'm not trying to take away from that, but if you're struggling with it, so that you can do what Tim and I are doing, because man, it's so good. But yeah, way back when you flash $1,000 in me and I was running, I'd be there 8 hours. I don't care. Mm-hmm. The things have shifted and I have to understand customer acquisition time. I have to understand how much, what I can make per hour within my company and how I operate to get the most out of it. And I know, as crazy as it sounds, I mean, I'm worth well more than $500 an hour when you really break things out.
Right.
And it needs to be closer to $1,000 an hour. When I look at my working man hours and I look at what I make per year, taxable income, now I know what I need to make. And I never thought about it that way. Once I got out of the field, I never thought about me being out of the field. And that's, yes, I'm in the overhead. I put my money in there, bidding these jobs, but I have to really look at it. What's my time worth?
Yeah.
What do I want it to be worth?
So, Derek, so I want to go back to the beginning and we got to cut this short. Look, there's a reason. Yeah. There's only a few reasons people are going to want to have sales training, right? And the guys are listening who don't have a professional training course, right? First thing, you got to ask yourself, why would I even consider having some kind of training? And for me, I wanted to save time. first.
Yeah.
Because I was running around and not getting jobs. The second thing was I wanted to work for nice people. I didn't want to work for people who held themselves higher than me. I wanted to be on the same level playing field. And I don't want to feel like an employee to somebody. I'm an owner. I don't want to be an employee. I wanted that mutual respect. And I wanted to be able to close more deals without having to go see people. Because I was just driving around. So if something like that, if somebody's listening to this and hears say, yeah, that's me, then yeah, you should be doing something more for yourself. And you know, I'd like to see everybody in the battleground. There's a lot of sales training out there. Do something. I just happen to feel that the battleground's the best place for people.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I'm not even going to touch that. Well said.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm going to jump. I'll see you next week, Derek.
You're good. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, man.